Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. The Chinese foreign minister has begun his visit to Sri Lanka. Wang Yi's trip comes as the two countries mark the 65th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations this year. Sri Lankan Ambassador to China, Palita Kohona, highlights the prospect of Belt and Road cooperation between the two sides.
Sri Lanka welcomed the Belt and Road Initiative very warmly, very enthusiastically when it was first announced. And since then, we have benefited under the initiative. The Colombo Port City is coming up. It is a Belt and Road Initiative product. Similarly, the Hambantota Port and the adjoining industrial zone is also a BRI project. We hope that the Belt and Road Initiative will result in more financial and other benefits to Sri Lanka.
A senior Russian diplomat has said the country will not give in to U.S. pressure or make any concessions ahead of the strategic stability talks set for January the 10th in Geneva. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said that Moscow's main goal in Geneva is to discuss the non-expansion of NATO and the non-deployment of offensive weapons near Russia's borders. Nathan King brings more on the upcoming meeting between Russia and the United States.
Pretty crucial talks going into this week. We have the number two, Wendy Sherman from the State Department, and the Deputy Foreign Minister, Sergei Ryabkov, meeting in Geneva, ostensibly for Washington. At least this is about diffusing the what they call a crisis on the Ukraine border with what they say is a Russian plan to potentially invade with 100,000 troops. Of course, Moscow has denied this. Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, wants it to be about more than that. They basically, essentially, want a guarantee that NATO will not expand eastwards. This is a holdover from the Cold War. Essentially, Russia feels it was promised that after the end of the Soviet Union that NATO would not expand. It has done, as you know, from Poland to the Baltic states and elsewhere. And they've made no secret of perhaps Ukraine, Georgia and others joining. This is unacceptable for Vladimir Putin and Russian national interests. It's going to be very interesting to see how these talks are also overshadowed by what's going on in Kazakhstan, as Russia and other regional actors have sent in peacekeepers there.
Authorities say nearly 2.9 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered on the Chinese mainland. The figures were released by the National Health Commission on Sunday. The city of Xi'an in Shaanxi province has taken measures to ensure enough basic life supplies for local residents amid the pandemic. Local authorities have also set up green channels for those needing urgent medical treatment. Zhou Qianwen reports.
From December 23rd to now, the lockdown has lasted for more than half a month for Xi'an residents. To ensure people's livelihood, local authorities have introduced policies to ensure the supply and delivery of basic supplies and medical treatment. For example, there are green channels for grocery transport and delivery to the door, and residents in Xi'an have been receiving free groceries from the local government. At a news conference on Saturday, officials mentioned that businesses such as maternity stores, bakeries, and laundry shops will gradually resume operation under stricter pandemic prevention and control measures. In addition, catering businesses will be able to carry out delivery based on online orders. As for medical treatments, the Northwest Chinese city has opened special hotlines and green channels for emergency patients.
The Red Cross Society of China has initiated an emergency response and sent relief materials and funds to the earthquake-hit areas of Qinghai province. The relief materials include 500 tents, 1,000 quilts, and 1,000 items of clothing. A ceremony to launch the renovation project of Tat Bing Yu Pagoda aided by China has been held in Myanmar's Bagan. Chinese Ambassador to Myanmar Chen Hai stressed that the project will enhance cultural heritage preservation and promote friendship between the two countries. At the invitation of the Myanmar government, Chinese experts from organizations including the Shaanxi Institute for the Preservation of Cultural Heritage visited Bagan several times, with the initial plans set out for the renovation of the pagodas and temples. The pagoda is one of nearly 400 pagodas hit by an earthquake in 2016. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.